Right, I'm going to be coming back to this in a second because I want to speak to Hayley Morris-Cafiero, who's got some points to make. Hayley, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. You're an Ulster University lecturer. You're also a part-time performer and artist, provocateur. You sound like the sort of person who'd be a climate protester. Are you protesting?
No, I'm not a climate protester right now.
But you have a protest of sorts called the Bully Pulpit. Tell me about the Bully Pulpit.
So when I did a series of photographs that went viral in 2013, and I immediately started getting hateful comments from all over the world, thousands and thousands of messages and comments from people telling me how fat and ugly and horrible I am and how I'm going to drop dead any minute. And, you know, immediately I just busted out laughing when I started getting those comments. So I thought, well, I need to do something with this. And so I realized that an image can't be removed from the internet. So if I had responded to them with text, they would delete it. But if I responded with a photograph, they couldn't do anything. So I found public profile photos of 25 people who bullied me online, and I costumed myself to look like them, and I put their hateful comment in the photograph.
Yeah, I've got the advantage of the photographs here in front of me, and you are dressed up as the way they would be dressed, but you're doing your best to score one back at their expense. Would that be fair? You don't do them much of a service in the way that you present yourself looking like them.
Well, I'm not editorializing how they look. I take on exactly their facial expressions, and I buy wigs that look just like theirs. And sometimes I even found the T-shirts that they were wearing in their photographs, and I found them as well and put them on. And, you know, it's just about how the internet is not going to protect you from being a troll.
Yeah,
basically.
Because like one, I presume it's a bloke, you've dressed up as him, he's got thick black hair and a beard, and you're dressed as he is, as he appears on the internet, and you have on the T-shirt, "The major problem is that she's disgusting." Obviously, he said that in some way about you. That must have been hurtful.
And it never was hurtful. For like someone to literally waste the electricity that it took to write that email, it's just such a waste, because for them to think that anything that they would say would either impact me or hurt me in any way is just ridiculous. So I know other people don't find it funny, but I do. And that's why, you know, the props that I'm using look weird, and, you know, because I got to insert a little bit of humor in something that could be so dark.
Yeah, one of them is a picture of a guy who's in front of like a police photo fit, or the mugshot you get taken, and you're holding up a board that says "Your work opens you up to criticism." He's obviously written that about you. So did you feel that your work did open you up to criticism? And for people who aren't familiar with your work, what had you posted?
I set up a camera in public, and I traveled all over the world, and I took pictures as people walked by me as I was just doing everyday things like talking on the phone or eating an ice cream. And I looked, you know, to see if there were any images where someone looked at me in a way that could be considered critical, or, you know, and I just presented it to start the conversation. I don't know what those people were thinking, but, it started a conversation. And so, you know, that guy in particular thought he could hide his profile with pictures of, you know, I think cartoon dogs. And I Googled him in like 0.2 seconds, found out that he got arrested, and I bought his mugshot, and I had his mugshot within 3 hours. And so I just think that the people want to use the internet as a weapon. And I want to show them that they can't always get away with it.
I love the way that you're able to unmask them, because, you know, I work in an industry where most of the vitriolic comments that I would get as a result of being on this program come from people hiding behind like a football badge or hiding behind a flag of some sort. They never, ever show their face. You can't track them down. You don't know who they are. I personally ignore them. I never reply to them. But you see it flash across your screen, and you think there's a prat. But you don't know who the Pratt is. So this is a great move, and you've really embarrassed one guy who says, I just don't know why women allow themselves to get fat. You know you'll be treated like SH1T. And you have put an image up there that practically shows him and how hateful he is towards women generally, whether women are carrying some weight or not. You are landing punches on behalf of the sisterhood.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, I think, and there's some sisters that tried to bully me too. So, the age range was 13 to 70, men, women from all over. And, you know, I think, you know, the easy way out was to put their names and photos out there. You know, that to me is low hanging fruit. I want people to really think about it, you know, think about their place. And, you know, I think there's some people that actually think it's them that they aren't, you know, they're so narcissistic. And I just really want them to think about what they put out on the internet and how it doesn't actually protect them.
So some of the comments are incredibly hurtful. I there are so many here that I'm not going to read out. You must have a will of steel not to be hurt by what both females and males are saying about your body shape.
It's actually comical to me. There's blogs dedicated to how fat and ugly I am. And I mean, there's just the ridiculous lengths that people go through to show hate. And it just doesn't faze me at all. Cause at the end of the day, I'm not here to impress them. My body is doing exactly what I need it to do. And that's all anybody needs to worry about. So I just find it completely hilarious when they feel like they can waste their time to do that.
Yeah, and quite rightly, you do seem very proud of your body, because a lot of it is on show in your reaction from the photographs that you have compiled. And you've dressed yourself in a white dress. This is obviously to insult a woman who's been insulting towards you, or at least to get back at her, mm-hmm. where she says to you, quit looking like a slob. No one cares that you're a fat slob. Just the fact is that you are a fat slob. You know, how does your mind marry that sort of insult with the reality of you being a confident, vibrant, healthy person, whereas other people would suffer under that? The people do get dragged down under that sort of verbal and online attack.
Of course they do, and they reach out to me too. I support them and whatnot, but I think people do it so they can get more attention. Because if you look, some of the people I found through Facebook, you can, on their profile, it was all love and everybody peace and love and love and anything that's trendy. But if you followed where they commented about me, that's something so hateful that if it were ever on their page, they would be embarrassed. So it's like they think that because it's not on this image that they've constructed for other people to see, that nobody will know. But it just, you know, it's so, the internet is so transparent. It's so easy to hack. I know. He's a real person. It's just ridiculous.
I know. Listen, it's a courageous move, and it's really entertaining, by the way. If people do want to see it, am I allowed to pass any comment? Can I say that they're a hell of a pair of red high heels?
Oh, thanks. Those were I think it was 6-inch heels with a 4-inch platform, and I had them on just long enough to take that picture.
Hey, that's a hell of a picture.
Thanks.
Haley, if people do want to follow you and they do want to find out more and they want to go on, maybe praise you as opposed to insult you, how do we direct them towards you?
Okay, well, I have a show of 18 of the photographs at Belfast Exposed through May 18th, and there's actually I published a book, and there's a launch tonight at 6 p.m. at the gallery, and I'll be there talking about the work. And if you can't make it, I'm on Instagram at H. Morris Cafiero and on my website. And if you make a negative comment, I am working on future projects, so, you know, just... There you go.
I love your style. I love your confidence, Haley. And it's just,
Thanks.
You're doing it on behalf of all of us who get insulted by those who hide behind the mask. Thanks for coming on. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's a Hayley Morris Cafaro. The spelling, by the way, Hayley is HaleyMorris-Cafiero. She's an Ulster University lecturer, obviously part-time performer, and an incredibly confident woman. Your opinions, of course, always very welcome on this show. Good morning to you. If you've just switched on the radio, this is the U105 phone-in. Frank Mitchell here for another few minutes. Then Carolyn taking you through the afternoon, and Johnny looking after you in the traffic, the little traffic there will be as we go into the holiday weekend. And no doubt there'll be plenty of talk about the environmental protesters over the next few weeks. We'll cover all of that. I'm off tomorrow. I get a wee bit of a break over Easter, but there's loads of entertainment here on U105.